Originally, they said that they would release the result of the consultation at the back end of the summer or the early part of the autumn, 2013. And the fact that they haven't done, and they haven't given us a reason for not doing so, leads us to believe that the outcome of the survey has gone against their preferred option.
Is that a suggestion that their preferred option then was not the old Waterside station, and that's what in fact has come out on top?
We believe that to be the case. Northern Ireland Railways, I think, have indicated on a number of occasions that they would prefer not to take back into ownership the original historic Waterside station. They've given a lot of excuses, but I think the main reason for that is they don't want to take on the listed building.
So what then, from your point of view, is the next step? Can this be pursued politically through the Assembly, or where do you go from here?
We did speak to the Minister, Danny Kennedy, and he claimed not to have seen the results of the survey. And we really believe that's a case of him not wishing to know, so that he doesn't have to answer questions, you know. It's up to TransLink and Northern Ireland Railways. They encouraged members of the public to take part in the consultation. And now, having used public money, they're not going to tell the very public who funded the consultation what the result was. And it just makes no sense. And we believe they're treating the people of Derry with utter contempt.